Pietro, congratulations on your first win in British Formula 3. How do you feel?
Feels amazing, you know. I didn't expect to win. For me, after the qualifying, my weekend was done. But it's really good to have my win right now. I have a quick car. I know starting from 8th, we can go to the front again, have a good start. Unfortunately, my start was not the best, but I had a bit of luck, which is part. So I'm really, really, really happy. I didn't notice yet that I won, but later will be. But I'm really, really happy.
So expectations for the second race from 8th position. What do you think you can do?
Yeah, this track is not easy to overtake. It's hard to drive behind another car. Rupert told me it's not possible to follow. It's really difficult to keep that distance. It's hard to go. But if you have a good start, you can maybe take 3 or 4 positions, maybe on the start on the first corner. And if you have a quick car, maybe with the mistakes of the guys in front, you can have the chance to overtake.
So a podium position, maybe? Top 6?
Yeah, I hope top 5, top 4 would be perfect already.
Rupert, congratulations on your second position. Can you talk me through your race?
Yeah, it's a great result to have another podium. 5 podiums in 5 weekends now, and 4 second places on the bounce. So I want to be on the top step soon, but I've already had a win this year, so these are all great points, showing front running pace all the time. The race was very good for me. I had a really strong start, and probably with another 100 metres before we break for the first corner, I'd probably be in the lead, to be honest, because it was perfect. And then I had to slot to 3rd place. I wasn't able to make progress because it's so hard here with the wind today. And to follow closely at a high downforce track like this is very difficult to overtake unless they make a mistake. And obviously at the front, guys don't really make mistakes. So, but Felipe obviously got his penalty, which benefited me. And it's good to come out on the right side of a penalty for once. And, to be fair, I've been all right this year. But, I'm really happy to have another 2nd place, another podium.
Jack Harvey, congratulations on 3rd place. Can you talk me through your race today?
I started 6th on the grid. Managed to get a good start, moved up to 5th. As you actually ran the first flat-out corner, so I thought we was in a good position. Stayed there as a safe one. Well, literally, as the safety car came out, Kevin Magnussen went off at the first corner, so I gained a place there as well. Safety car came in, made a good restart. I overtake anybody, but I didn't get overtaken, which is sometimes, can happen. Felipe got a penalty, I'm not exactly sure why, which promoted me to 3rd, and I think I must have spent like 11 laps or something behind Rupert, trying to catch him up whilst trying to not make a mistake, having been put under pressure by Jasmine Jafar. So really tough race, and good result for the season.
Luca, congratulations on your Rookie Cup win today. Can you talk me through your race?
Well, there was a very strange start, because I started very well. I passed the other Class B rookie class drivers, and I guess he tried to overtake me too aggressively on turn 1, and he almost made it, but in front of us 2 cars were touching each other, so he went in right in the pile. I had to go around in the grass to avoid the 3 of them. So by then I thought my race was going to be pretty boring, because I lost touch with the group. Luckily there was a yellow flag, and I could really join the group and enjoy it the more the rest of the race.
Are you hoping for another repeat in the second race?
Yes, but more than that, I hope that the other drivers and the rookie has a good start, so maybe we can have a nice battle together. It'll be more fun for me.